Thank you. I take the floor on behalf of Austria, Belgium, Costa Rica, Mexico, New Zealand, Norway, Switzerland, and my own country, Ireland. President, we regret that we are delivering this in an informal session, and I will also deliver some remarks later in a national capacity. Our delegations remain deeply concerned that the CCW meetings of high contracting parties no longer provide a dedicated space for the consideration of the implementation and universalization of Protocol 3 concerning incendiary weapons, one of the CCW's original protocols. Incendiary weapons are among the most inhumane in warfare. They can inflict excruciating burns and respiratory damage for which specialized medical attention is generally unavailable in areas of armed conflict. The use of incendiary weapons can also cause profound psychological trauma. The burning of homes, infrastructure, and crops results in long-lasting socioeconomic harm and creates long-lasting legacy suffering. Indeed, the prohibitions and restrictions on the use of incendiary weapons in Protocol 3 were established as a recognition of their indiscriminate effects on civilians and civilian objects, as well as the likelihood they would cause unnecessary suffering and superfluous injury to combatants. However, we continue to see reported use of weapons with incendiary effects. This reported use is of direct relevance to the operation of the Convention, and yet the CCW has been unable to consider these serious matters in a structured manner. This undermines the effectiveness of the Convention as a whole. In light of the severe humanitarian concerns around the use of incendiary weapons and weapons with incidental incendiary effects, we iterate that it is overdue for the CCW to return to meaningfully discuss the implementation of Protocol 3, as well as to consider measures to bolster its universalization. These discussions could, for example, consider whether greater clarity would be achieved with regard to the scope of Protocol 3 and of weapons with combined effects, which include incendiary effects. It would also be beneficial for states to exchange views on the implementation of the protocol, including with respect to issues such as feasible precautions and how states fulfil their obligations to ensure full respect for international humanitarian law. This should be an open exchange on the protocol, its implementation, and how it fulfils its role in addressing the humanitarian harm caused by the use of incendiary weapons. President, in recent years, we have seen the practice of consensus in the CCW being misused to prevent discussions on issues of direct relevance to the operation of the Convention, including Protocol 3 on incendiary weapons. The purpose of the consensus principle should be to protect vital national interests, not to veto discussions in a multilateral forum. Such behaviour weakens the Convention and is in direct contrast to the spirit of multilateralism. Given the significance of these issues and the absence of any structured discussion within the Convention responsible for the regulation of these weapons, CCW high contracting parties have a responsibility to take action. To this end, our delegations call on you, Mr. President, to include in your final report of this meeting a decision that requests the incoming President to conduct informal consultations during the intersessional period on the implementation and universalisation of Protocol 3, and to report in his or her own capacity to the 2024 meeting of high contracting parties under a specific agenda item. Furthermore, keeping in line with every CCW meeting of high contracting parties' final report since 2011, with the exception of last year, we request that the final report includes language in the work of the meeting and conclusions and our recommendations section, reflecting the concern expressed in the room and reaffirming the importance of Protocol 3. We are very happy to provide language in this regard, and we will be submitting this joint statement in a working paper of the meeting of high contracting parties. Thank you.
Thank you. ICRC, you have the floor.